Just a short time ago, there was a two-day startup, the startup story, put together a bunch of entrepreneurs trying to help out, a bunch of successful entrepreneurs, trying to help out a bunch of sort of would-be entrepreneurs or people who were trying to deal with the pandemic and try to see their way out of it. One of the featured speakers and contributors, Jason McCann, the creator of Very, used to know him of Very Desk. He's the CEO, and he's back joining us again right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So what did you tell them? I mean, this has got to draw on every bit of knowledge, every bit of education, every bit of learned experience that you have.
Yeah, James McKinney, the founder of the Startup Story, had reached out and said, hey, I'm putting on this two-day seminar. I need you to come help inspire these entrepreneurs that are in the middle of this storm. And I said, hell, I'm in the middle of the storm, too. I'll share what I'm learning, and I'd be happy to. I immediately said, hey, I got with my team and right when this pandemic hit, and I said, I've been through plenty of storms. I'm 50 years old, so thank goodness I'm here. But we have got to keep rowing until the wind catches our sails. And that's sort of what I opened with, is that's been my team's marching orders. And we're at one of those moments where everybody needs to lean in and power through this storm until we can break through and the wind can catch our sails.
You know, the address, the way this was addressed by the Fed and by the government in general really struck me as reminiscent of lessons learned from 08 and 09, which is just flood the system with as much money as possible and you know, deal with it later on. But have they gotten the money out in the right places? Are these businesses been given a lifeline?
Well, I think some of them have from a payroll perspective. And so I think there's been an opportunity to get a little bit of breathing room and can they get through it? But I think just like everything, even whether it was the 08, 09, or even just things like the coming of the internet, what I've tried to talk about is we have got to continue to think entrepreneurially and evolve and change right now. These are those pivotal moments where businesses are going to be shell-shocked, and you have two choices. You can stand there and do nothing, or you can make a decision and move forward and keep trying things. So as you're thinking about it, and you're a restaurant, and you're reinventing yourself, and what is the new normal going to be like, there's all these great restaurateurs that are going to reimagine what the experience can be like. I'm sitting out there going, somebody surely is going to figure out the next great mask. Hopefully they're out there, because there's a lot of people that may become the seatbelt of the future, and we may all just wear them whenever we're under the weather.
You know, it's easy to tell somebody they need to change. Sometimes it's hard to change. So sometimes you bring in a change artist. I mean, you've dreamed up a lot of Veridesk, now Very, but you've also benefited by outside talent that you've recruited in. And you've pivoted your company along the way because of it. Isn't that what they need to do too? Get some fresh ideas, maybe?
Well, I think as a culture, you know, one of our core values is embracing change. And so you want to surround yourself with people that are comfortable changing. When I was able to hire my president and COO, Jeff Lamb, he was, the chief people officer over at Southwest Airlines, to have him join and help me elevate the vision of what we could do so that we could launch into beyond just a product company, now into Veraspace, where we provide space as a service. Those are all steps as you continue to innovate or die. You leapfrog yourself, literally, is how you have to constantly be thinking about your business. And so challenging yourself, we couldn't just live on that original Veridesk that we created 7 years ago. We've now created the workspaces of the future. We're now creating space. Every organization needs to continue to evolve and grow and find those ways. And so you've got to dig down as a leader, because these are the moments where you have got to shine.
You know, we had Craig Hall on the other day, and he's written a book about entrepreneurs, and his thesis is that it's just a lot tougher. The access to money, I mean, forgetting the pandemic, that it was a very difficult situation anyway, and there weren't as many. And now you take a situation like this, my senses are going to be a lot less.
Yeah, well, the first time when Craig told me, and we were sharing a car ride, and he said, entrepreneurship is down, I thought he was kidding. And he said, no, I'm coming out with Boom, and I'm going to talk about it in a book. And after I read it, I had the same epiphany. I'm like, wow,
yeah,
all these great programs. But I do believe that entrepreneurship is the lifeblood of our economy. So if we can spur the next generation of, you know, high school kids and middle schoolers and talk about the power that entrepreneurship can bring – give them access to capital, let people not be afraid to fail, to try to innovate, because recognizing that innovation is really at the core of who we are as Americans and as people, we can really make a positive impact on there. So I do think we can help all these entrepreneurs.
You know, I'm curious about the feedback. I don't know if in this two-day seminar, this live stream, whether you all had an opportunity to get questions and have direct feedback, but I'm curious what they want to know about.
Well, I think there was initial questions and like, what do we do? Like, what do we do? And we talked about just literal ideas of, you know, I said, if I'm at home right now, what I think you have to be thinking about is all the friction points that you're having right now, because it may be you've got all the kids around, you're trying to figure out online school, maybe you're taking care of parents or three generations, maybe you're all alone. But as you're going to the store, as you're experiencing all these things, where are all those friction points? And where do those friction points collide with your passion? And that may be the spark of an idea. We talked about Dan having back pain, and that we monetized that pain and turned it into Varidesk, was driven well over $1 billion in sales with millions of users all over the world. Where are those next collision points and friction points right now that you're in the middle of experiencing? And where does it combine with something you're passionate about? Then you can create the next thing. And so whether it's the future of how sports are done, whether it's the future of how apparel is done, whether it's the better way to do Zoom meetings, the ones that lean in and figure out how to solve all the pain points out there are going to create the next great companies out there.
You know, it's always been my thought that North Texas was sort of unique in that maybe it's an easier place to be an entrepreneur because it's so eclectic. It's not just the oil business or just technology or just an airline base or retailers. It's very, very diverse.
Yeah, DFW is to me like the heart of the world, and we're based here in Coppell, so it's incredible for us to have exposure to so many great Fortune 1000 companies, startups, great restaurants, great schools, and we can test and learn and try ideas. So we were able to build Varidesk out of here. We've been able to launch all these new products out of here, and ultimately it's all because we're able to test and learn here locally in our backyard with all these great organizations that have global influence. So for us to build a business that operates in over 30 countries on a daily basis, all based here in North Texas, is incredible, because this to me is the perfect microcosm of the world.
Well, here's to your next billion in sales and also the health of all the budding entrepreneurs out there. We need them. It's always good to have you.
My pleasure.
Jason McCann is the co-founder, the CEO of Vary. And for more of our conversation with Mr. McCann, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.